This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Reports from Iran indicate a slowing of momentum on the release of the hostages. But the latest word from the State Department is that its time of decision has arrived and its answer on Iran's conditions is likely to go out at the beginning of next week. Robert Pierpoint reports.
Word that a formal reply to Iran was near came first today from State Department spokesman John Trattner.
I think the point of decision that we're about to make is a decision how we are going to respond. I don't think that that has a direct link to whether we're going to have a collapse or a breakthrough. I'm only trying to tell you that we are not delaying this unduly and that we are at the point of deciding how we're going to respond.
In general terms, it was learned that the U.S. government plans a mixed response. The easier conditions, such as the promise not to interfere in Iran's internal affairs, can be accepted. But the reply is also expected to include some specific suggestions about ways to resolve the more difficult conditions, especially those having to do with Iran's sizable assets in this country and how to handle American lawsuits against those assets. The U.S. reply is likely to go to Iran through the Algerian ambassador here. And as one high-ranking U.S. official explained, we are trying to handle this very carefully so that the response from Iran will not be negative. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the State Department.
More news after this.
We make your daughters dance, wake you to the sun. We bake your bread and light your way when day is done. We make you pretty. We bring good things to live in. We bring good things to life.
At GE, we're in the business of making products that make your life a little easier, a little better. And you know something? That's a pretty nice business to be in.
We bring you closer to the ones you love.
It's been another busy day for President-elect Reagan, and plans are going forward for his return to Washington and a visit with President Carter 10 days from now. Stephanie Shelton reports from Los Angeles.
Mr. Reagan spent his day at his Pacific Palisades home in staff meetings and on the telephone. News Secretary Lynn Nofziger says most of the phone calls have been to friends and supporters, some also to Republican governors and legislators who won or lost their elections. Nofziger insists Mr. Reagan and his senior advisors, now members of the transition team, have not yet been discussing possible cabinet nominees. It's just too soon, says Nofziger, for the executive search team to have pulled together any lists, and the president-elect, he says, won't be making phone calls to seek cabinet members out of the blue sky. Several of Mr. Reagan's top aides, including transition director Ed Meese, will be taking a long weekend off before they switch operations to Washington around the middle of next week. The president-elect himself goes to a Santa Barbara ranch on Sunday for 5 days for a vacation. There have been reports that Mr. Reagan might meet with Israeli Prime Minister Begin at the ranch next week, while Begin is visiting the United States. But Nofziger says at this time there is no plan for that, nor for a meeting with any other foreign leader. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Carter and Rosalynn intend to be at Camp David for another week or so, but back at the White House, there is a lot of discussion about one of the major obligations still ahead for the president, the 1982 budget. Leslie Stahl has that story.
White House aides have been mulling over and discussing the prospect of handing Ronald Reagan a budget that is sure to bring on a first-class presidential headache. The aides say that Jimmy Carter has the option of stealing Reagan's thunder by proposing dramatically large increases in defense spending, while at the same time asking for huge cutbacks in domestic programs, so severe that the new president might be forced to add money to the Carter budget. The aides say there's another equally discomforting option, that of proposing a moderate increase in military spending, along with very generous money packages for the so-called traditional Democratic constituencies. That would probably force Reagan to cut out large chunks on the domestic side. And while that would give him the chance to appear fiscally responsible, it also provides the potential of alienating large groups who switched in this election to vote Republican. Decisions won't be made till the end of the month. But one official at the White House said, knowing Jimmy Carter, he'll probably come down somewhere in the middle. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, the White House.
And more news when the World Tonight continues.
Pardon me.
Yes?
What's your favorite new television show?
I'm a big girl now.
I noticed that. Now, what's your favorite new television show?
I'm a big girl now.
You certainly are. Now, what's your favorite
It's about this young single parent, played by Diana Canova,
Oh.
who's trying to work, raise a child, and live her own life, when on top of this, her father moves in with her.
Her father?
Played by Danny Thomas.
Oh, I see.
And drives her right up the wall.
Oh, you mean he still treats her like his little girl?
Exactly, but as she says...
I'm a big girl now.
Funny, you could have fooled me.
I'm a big girl now. All part of ABC Television's great new season, every Friday night at 8:30, 7:30 Central.
When you want warm, fresh, chewy cookies in a hurry, it's nice to have Big Batch around.
How'd you know I was in the mood for cookies?
I can tell.
Bake someone happy. You and Betty Crocker can bake someone happy.
When you want warm, fresh, chewy cookies in a hurry, it's nice to have Big Batch around. With its special flavor packets, Big Batch Cookie Mix has almost everything you need to make cookies in minutes.
Thanks, Mom.
You and Betty Crocker can.
The producer price index that reflects wholesale prices went up again last month, and so did unemployment. What it seems to mean is that the nation's recovery from recession is moving slowly, if at all. George Herman has more on the story from Washington.
The unemployment level has now wobbled around the 7.6% mark for the past 3 months, declining a bare tenth of a percentage point in September and returning to 7.6% in October. Inflation, as measured by the producer price index at the wholesale level, has increased. The index was up 0.8% in October. That represents inflation at a rate of just over 10% a year. Janet Norwood, Commissioner of Labor Statistics, sees a pattern in the figures.
The data that we're releasing today seem to me to be quite consistent with other data on the economy. And the other data on production and sales and so on shows that the recovery is quite slow and relatively weak.
But Commissioner Norwood worries about a new increase in the price of industrial materials, an increase which, if continued, could mean a new burst of higher inflation. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Arkwright Boston, a most unusual insurance company, wants you to consider this. Right now, your company could be sitting on top of a time bomb, one that could blow you right out of business. Because today's complex centralized boiler and machinery equipment is more vulnerable than ever to the effects of improper maintenance and operating procedures. In fact, last year alone, time ran out for hundreds of U.S. corporations. The costs in terms of damaged equipment, downtime, and lost revenue came to hundreds of millions of dollars. As one of America's largest loss prevention insurers, Arkwright Boston is out to defuse this situation. Our engineers make periodic, detailed inspections of our insured's boiler and machinery equipment. And, through the Factory Mutual Resource Center, we provide educational materials for proper maintenance and operations. In fact, no one can do more to stop boiler and machinery losses than we can. Arkwright Boston. We do it better because we do it right.
Not much movement on Wall Street today after the big Reagan rally and the quick decline yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials closed just under 3 points at 932. The average price per share up 3 cents on the New York Exchange, volume 40 million. Average price up 16 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.